This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
As fall sets in, that sweater that was stuffed away in the closet is ready to take center stage. Likewise, big wines that seemed unappealing when it was 102 should be looking mighty good. More after this.
If you'd like to hear more no-nonsense talk about wine and all the fun that goes with it, check out winetalkshow.com. At winetalkshow.com, you'll find a massive library of content for fun-loving, unpretentious people who aren't afraid to step outside the lines and challenge conventional wisdom. We'll take you places you've never been before. That's a promise. Expand your wine horizons in unimaginable ways at winetalkshow.com.
We tend to pair a lot more things with the weather than we realize. Our wardrobe, our activities, the foods we eat, and the things we drink. Not much ice-cold lemonade is consumed in the fall and winter. However, big, bold red wines that warm the body and spirit become very popular when the fireplace begins to crackle once again. Since wine and food are largely inseparable counterparts, our seasonal wine tastes will likely mirror the fall and winter foods that most please our palates. Those light summer salads will often be passed over in favor of a tantalizing roast beef, rack of lamb, or buttery turkey crammed full of rich, decadent stuffing. Not surprisingly, wine preferences will go along for the ride, and the big, bold Cabernets, spicy Pinots, mouth-watering Merlots, and even daringly oaky Chardonnays will get most of our wine-loving attention. Unless, of course, you find old habits hard to break. And that would be a sad thing, since the Pinot Grigio, refreshing Moscato, or Sauvignon Blanc will be no match for Aunt Pat's pot roast. Yep, it's okay to allow your wine taste to change with the weather. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.